Master!
The droid gasped in some agitation.
Master! He's here!
Proxy stiffened, straightened, and seemed to swell in size. It wasn't the brown of the Jedi's robes and hair forming out of the chaos of the static, however, but the black protective suit of Darth Vader. Surprised, the apprentice took two steps backward and regained his composure. Going down on one knee, he bowed his head before his master.
Lord Vader,
you received my message. The domed head didn't move.
Tell me of your progress.
I have recruited several dissidents to my cause. They trust me, and I believe they have the capacity to do as we require.
If your mission goes so well, why do you seek my counsel?
The apprentice took a deep breath. My allies seek a major strike against the Empire, something that will galvanize all the Emperor's enemies into one potent force. I told them that I would supply a suitable target. Lord Vader contemplated the question a moment before responding.
The Emperor rules the galaxy through fear. You must destroy a symbol of that fear.
Yes, Lord Vader.
The Empire has been building Star Destroyers above Raxus Prime. That shipyard is your next target.
The apprentice nodded, thinking the proposal through. Star Destroyers were very visible symbols of Imperial control. Monster suppressors dreaded in the skies of those yearning for freedom. Destroying even one would be quite an achievement. Destroying the source of many would be a rallying cry for outright rebellion, if he could only do it.
Thank you, Lord Vader, he said.
I will leave at once. The hologram dissolved, and Proxy returned to his normal appearance and size.
Ugh, I hate being him.
The apprentice stood, deep in thought, and nodded.
I think he does too.
Proxy's photoreceptors blinked and looked over his shoulder.
Master?
He knew Juno was there before he turned. But how long exactly had she been there? What had she seen? When he saw the expression on her face, he knew she had seen everything.
Juno, I wanted to find out where we're heading next. You were training and didn't hear me come in, so I decided to wait.
She swallowed and said,
But it looks like you've already been told where to go.
She turned to leave, and the apprentice crossed the room in a panic and took her shoulder.
Juno, wait! This isn't what...
Of course it is,
she snapped. You're still loyal to Vader. After all he did to us, branding me a traitor and trying to kill you, you're still
his slave. Juno stared at him with eyes full of hurt.
Yes.
Her voice took on a hopeful note.
But if that's so, why? Why did you defy your master to rescue me?
I needed someone to fly the ship.
We both know that's not true.
He turned away, and it was her turn to pull him back.
My being here has never been about my piloting.
His throat was so tight he feared he couldn't talk at all. He couldn't meet her eyes either. She let go and went to leave, but on the threshold, she turned back.
I don't know who or what you really are, she said. Maybe I'll never know, but sometime soon, you will decide the fate of the rebellion, not your master. That's something he can't take away from you. And when you're faced with that moment, remember that I, too, was forced to leave everything I've ever known. Please, she said, don't make me leave another life behind.
With that, she left him, full of frustration and self-doubt, staring at the clothes he had laid out, with his fists clenched and shaking at his side. Once, he remembered, he had considered taking steps if Juno came too close to him. Now, it was entirely too late for that. He slipped into the robe and hood, adopting garb more suited to a Jedi Knight, with resignation and a heavy heart.